Hello everyone, my name is Bert Janssen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint and OneDrive service engineering team, and today I'm going to give you a demo about the JavaScript embedding. Being able to embed or to launch a JavaScript from your site pages is crucial because using JavaScript you can, for example, inject or embed additional navigation elements. You can update the UI, meaning removing links from the UI, for example. So it is a crucial technology used in our modern SharePoint app development. With that said, let's move to the Visual Studio solution. The solution itself is named core.embed JavaScript, and you can find that in the samples folder of PNP. It's a typical provider-hosted SharePoint application. So there is the SharePoint part over here, and there is the provider-hosted part over here. Before you run the solution, you have to set up the SharePoint part to point to the to your developer site, which I already did up front. So when I now press F5, Visual Studio will automatically deploy the application and launch the browser for me. So I'm gonna log on. Here we go. And here's the application. So if you run this for the first time, keep in mind that SharePoint will prompt you for an application consent. So you need to grant the application the rights to it request. So in this case, this application will need to have rights to control the web. But I already ran this upfront, so that's not showing here in this demo. This application, this little sample, is meant to teach you something. So it's purely focused on embedding of JavaScript. So if you look at the UI, you clearly see that this is a provider host application. So my host is localhost here. Over here, and what the application will do is embedding a JavaScript file in the host web. So when we click this embed customization button, we will connect a JavaScript file to the host web, which will then will be executed each time a page of the host web is being loaded. Let's first show what the outcome is of this action, and then let's talk about the code. So I'm gonna click on this embed customization button, and nothing seems to happen, but in reality the JavaScript was connected to the host web. So I'm gonna right click and open up the host web in a new tab, and what you see over here is, first of all, this should be immediately kind of taking your attention, because this is a custom element that was added now using the JavaScript embedding. So on all pages, if I go to apps and testing, I would see the same banner popping up. Here it is. So that's done using this JavaScript file, and as I said, I'll show you how this is done in JavaScript later on. A second thing, besides adding information to a site, is removing information. So in this scenario, in this little demo, we've opted to hide the create subsite link. So if I scroll down here, and you see lots of testing has been done on the site, but here is the typical subsites element in the site contents page. And in reality, you would have here the add subsite link, but now it's gone due to this JavaScript customization. Right, now we can also undo this as easy as we can embed the JavaScript. It's as easy to remove it again. So let's click on remove customization here. And at this point, this JavaScript customization should be removed. We can verify that if we do a refresh of this site contents page. At that point, the yellow banner should be gone. It is. And a final check will be like, is this new subsite link over there? And yep. Here we have this guy is back. Okay, enough about the actual demo. Let's flip to the code, to Visual Studio. So I'm gonna close this. Here we are again in Visual Studio. As this is a provider hosted app using ASP.NET technology, so there's a default page which I'm going to open here, default ASPX. And in this page, we have a submit button to add, to embed a JavaScript, and a remove to take it away again. So this is calling add JS link, which is where all the interesting stuff is happening. So what we'll do in add JS link is build up a URL to a JavaScript file, which is hosted on our provider. So the website hosting this application is also hosting the JavaScript file. We build up some JavaScript, which then embeds the calling of your custom JavaScript file into the page. So we actually are appending a script tag to all pages, and that script tag is then launching your JavaScript file. How do we do that? That's done using custom actions. So SharePoint has a model of where you can add custom actions, user custom actions here, to the web, or alternatively also to the site. So web scoped custom actions are called within the scope of the web. If you add something to the site user custom actions, that's called for each and every page and each and every subsite. So if you, for example, are adding a navigation, or the thing that I showed you, like removing the create subsites link, some things make sense to have available on all pages across all subsites in the site collection, then use the site. Once you have done this, your custom action will automatically fire on each and every page in your site. So we explained how to add user custom action to the web to load your JavaScript file, but we didn't really talk about the JavaScript file itself that we used for this demo. So that one is called scenario1.js, and it's a pretty simple one, but there are some things that you need to take in consideration. First of all, there is a section in the beginning of the JavaScript file that explains you how to make it MDS compliant. MDS stands for Minimal Download Strategy, and it's a concept in SharePoint team sites that prevents SharePoint from reloading full pages each time again. So if your JavaScript customization is not MDS compliant, SharePoint doesn't know when to load it, and as such it will not load on all pages, resulting in a broken functionality. So that's important. Next is actually loading your script. So in this case, we're actually first loading jQuery. Once that's done, we're gonna do our work. So this HTML fragment here is the message that we're showing. And then we're using this setStatusBar function to do the actual message setting. This is using a native SharePoint JavaScript functions called hStatus and the setStatusPryColor, which are in the sp.us status namespace. So pretty straightforward. And the final part is actually removing that create site link, which is done over here. So we check, like, okay, are we on this particular page, the view all site contents page in this case, find the element with this ID, and then hide it. Nothing more, nothing less. So with some simple lines of JavaScript, you can do a lot of things in SharePoint.